Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and it's just you and me. This is the time of the week when I pick a time every week to spend a little time with just the two of us, just you and me, where I share some ideas with you and some things that I've been working on, some things that I would like to help you focus on a little bit. And today I want to talk about brainstorming with adjectives. And before you go getting worried, and I'm going to get in the weeds here, answer this question. How dull would our world be without adjectives? You know, those handy words or terms we use, which Webster says modifies a noun. Without the descriptive power of an adjective, a noun is nothing more than a bland commodity, like broccoli without hollandaise, right? So, think about this. If I offered you a soybean, have you ever seen actually seen a soybean? Little brown, round, brown little bean, basically. Looks like an English pea, except it's brown and very hard, like rock hard. So if I offered you a soybean, you'd be less than intrigued, right? Especially if you've ever seen a soybean. But what if I said, let me show you a beautiful soybean? Well, you'd say, well, what's beautiful? What could be beautiful about a soybean? But you'd want to see it, wouldn't you? If I said, let me show you a beautiful soybean, you would want to see that soybean, wouldn't you? So think about this. A change of attitude. You've had a change of attitude all because of the power of an adjective. Adjectives can be powerful and useful in your business when they help you take a look at your company, your products, your services, things like that. And that you do that in an honest, creative, and competitive and critical way. So one method of pursuing the power of adjectives is through brainstorming. Now, it's been a while since Floyd Hertz been on the show. But he's a great member of our Brain Trust, and his book is called Rousing Creativity, by the way. And he says Floyd Hertz says brainstorming is a great way to get your organizational juices flowing. And creativity is the mother's milk of powerful adjectives. Everyone knows that, right? That creativity is the mother's milk of powerful adjectives. So here's what I want to recommend you do. Get your team to bet together. If you're a sole proprietor, if you're a charmed quark, you're a party of one, then you've got a little support group. Your family, your advisors, get them together. Have a little lunch get a pizza and bring people over and conduct a brainstorming session. Could be about a lot of things. As I said earlier, could it be about the company, could be about products or services or your customers, whatever. But in order to have a successful brainstorming session where you use the adjectives the right way, Floyd Hertz says you need to follow the rules. And here are five of Floyd Hertz's rules for you to consider, followed by my thoughts. So first, Floyd says that they got to be freewheeling. There should be virtually no restrictions. Floyd says if you're pursuing how to pep up the showroom and someone says, let's put an elephant in there, the next comment should be, are we talking African or Indian? See the point? Nobody pushes back and says, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Who wants an elephant in their showroom? If we're brainstorming, somebody says, puts the adjective on it, right? African or Indian. And don't worry that your idea isn't complete. It's in the freewheeling brainstorming, even partial ideas can spark the other half from someone else. I've seen that happen before. My idea may be half-baked, But if it makes you think of something between the two of us, we come up with a better idea. Freewheeling. Next one is no criticism. Some adjectives may not be positive, especially when you're working on constant improvement. It might be an adjective that's tough love, right? It might be putting a fine point on something that we need to pay more attention to. Everyone must feel that what they say in a brainstorming session will not be criticized, and that all brainstorming contributions will be considered constructive. The next one is combine and improve. This is where you put some of your brainstorming ideas, including the half-baked ones I just mentioned, put them together to make a better idea. So maybe I have an idea, you have an idea. Neither one of us I'm not getting yours, you're not getting mine. But somebody else could say, wait a minute, let's put those two together. They might see something in this. This is all about brainstorming. After this kind of synergy clicks the first time with your group, whenever people start getting the flow of the combine and improve idea, where we can all contribute to everyone's ideas, buckle your seatbelt, because you're going to find some new energy from your brainstorming sessions. Here's another one. Judgment of ideas. Which one of the ideas are we going to work on first? It's like triaging, right? This is the culling process. Every idea is not a keeper. At least not today. But don't throw everything away. Don't throw anything away. Keep the unused ideas and adjectives for the next session. The next time you're together, keep those things written down. Put them back up on the page, up on the wall, and say, okay, here's what we didn't do last time. And so keep those thoughts from a previous one up, because ideas are like seeds. Sometimes they need to germinate. The last one is quality. This is where the power of adjectives really comes into play. A brainstorming session must have lots of ideas, complete with powerful adjectives. So you write them all down, every one. The immortal Adam Smith identified the written word as one of the great human inventions. Besides the brainstorming power you'll generate, never underestimate the power of having your ideas on paper looking back at you. There's just something about writing down your ideas and the adjectives in front of them to get that kind of power. So use brainstorming, my friends, to unleash the power of adjectives. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.